The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss different forms of communication in marketing. Joining us is Dimitris Maniatis, who is the CEO of Upstream, which is a global specialist in mobile marketing automation with 20 years of experience. Upstream's mobile marketing automation platform combines innovations in marketing automation and data security from online advertising fraud and multi-channel digital communication aimed at creating personalized experiences for end consumers. And today, Dimitris and I are going to discuss what is RCS messaging and is it a necessity for marketers? Okay, here's the first part of my conversation with Dimitris Maniatis, the CEO of Upstream. Dimitris, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
It's great to be here, Ben. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. A little excited to, first off, get back in the saddle. I've actually been off from recording for a little less than 2 weeks, and this is the first podcast I've done in a while. I'm so excited to not only have you as my guest, but be here recording podcasts again, and excited to talk about a little bit what's been changing in marketing communications. Often we think about marketing communications and there's kind of the big three. We've got our email, we've got SMS, we've got push notifications, but there's actually a couple new formats which marketers are relying on to communicate with their prospects and customers. Give me the lay of the land when it comes to messaging your customers. What are some of the other ways that marketers are getting in touch with customers and prospects?
So I think the way you phrase it, you said email, SMS. So just on the SMS part, I think there's a double click there that it breaks down to a number of channels. And they're all, in reality, like text-based messaging channels. So under SMS, you could think WhatsApp as well, or you could think Apple messaging, or you could think RCS, which is just a richer version of text-based messaging channels. It brings together the capabilities of SMS, like the high delivery rate, the high engagement rate, the personalized approach, and the open web, all in one messaging app. So in your own messaging inbox on your mobile device, that the same place where you get your normal text messages, that's where you suddenly get RCS messages being the richer experience of the text messaging service.
Okay, so I originally broke up the segmentation of email. I think we all know and understand email at this point, or hopefully we do. There is the text-based messaging and then in-app push notifications. Let's break down that middle bucket a little bit more. You said that there's SMS, there's RCS, and then there's apps like WhatsApp, which are essentially some sort of a hybrid of those communications. What specifically is RCS and how is it different than SMS or the text-based messages we know and love?
So RCS is being adopted and driven by mobile network operators, the GSMA and Google, and it kind of opens up the capabilities that you're used to in iMessage or WhatsApp in the world of Android smartphones, and it allows for delivery of these rich type of messages directly to your normal inbox, the same place where you get your SMS. And it's a rich experience, an interactive experience. There's images, there's videos, there's carousels that you can send directly to somebody's phone. all that in one native messaging app. You can complete entire subscription or purchase flows directly within the RCS messages. So directly within your messaging inbox, the normal messages inbox you have on any Android device.
Okay, so RCS is, and I believe it stands for Rich Communication Service.
Correct.
It is essentially a technology that enables you to have more fidelity, better, more seamless integration into the same type of inbox where you receive your SMS. So we're moving beyond this text-based messaging where you're able to sort of have one-way communication to something that's a little bit more interactive. Now, you mentioned that Google's driving it and some of the mobile carriers are. Is RCS purely just the Android version of iMessage, or is it something that is applicable for all types of smartphones?
So it is applicable for a number of smartphones. iOS phones are not yet adopting RCS. There is a debate between Google and Apple, and Google is launching a campaign to try and convince Apple to adopt RCS. That's not happening anytime soon. Having said that, Apple and Apple Messaging and iMessage, it seems to be like a very dominant US thing. We operate in 30 markets across the world. Most of them, like Brazil, for example, is a heavily Android subscriber base. So most mobile devices are actually Android devices. And there, for example, you see that the dominance of RCS or the applicability of RCS to be huge, far superior than iMessage and competing with that of WhatsApp.
Is it as simple as RCS messaging for Apple users is the blue balloon as opposed to the green balloon? It's, I am sending you a message and it is from a non-Apple device. So it comes as a different color. Therefore, I can't have the same sort of rich experience when you're talking across platforms.
You're right. So if you have an Apple smartphone, like an iPhone, when you exchange messages that have such capabilities, this is blue to blue. So you send out a blue one and you receive blue ones. The green to blue doesn't work. So RCS delivered on an iPhone device, making it a blue balloon, that doesn't work yet. It's unlikely that it ever will. I think it's not even a requirement for RCS to grow. So for RCS to reach its expected almost 4 billion people by 2026, they don't need the iPhone device for that.
Okay, so you can send, obviously, messages from cross platforms. What is the fidelity or interaction that is lost? Like, when you're sending an RCS message to somebody on Android, they can have this interactive experience, but I'm assuming that interaction doesn't necessarily happen in the Apple ecosystem. What are some of the customizations you can do and what can't you do across multiple platforms?
So RCS as a technology, it allows you to have capability checks. So checking the fidelity of the device, the handset that you expect to deliver the message to. So the capability allows us to know that the mobile phone number we're sending this message to is actually not compatible with RCS. Hence, through our platform, what we do is we fall back that experience to a less richer, like we send an MMS or an SMS, simply a text message, as a fallback mechanism. So the technology allows for varying degrees of fidelity, and that's actually really useful. It ensures that at least you get your message across. It might be simply text, but it can be the much richer experience of RCS.
Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, so maybe I buried the lead here. There's all sorts of questions about compatibility from RCS to SMS or iMessage. You basically are saying, look, if I can validate that this is a device that can handle the RCS message, I can have this rich experience. And if it's not, then you have to degrade the experience. What is the type of upgraded experience that you're able to integrate in, and why does that matter to marketers?
I think the power of any messaging-based system is it can be personalized. So when you send a text message as a business or as a friend to one of your peers, when you send a text message, you send it to somebody's phone and you know who that person is. It's identifiable. Whatever you're sending as a brand, it can be personalized. So if it's a simple text message, it can be personalized saying, hey, here's an offer, 10% off to buy that thing you forgot on your shopping cart today. Availability runs out in the next 2 hours. So you're able to deliver with that urgency and drive really powerful interactions and results. Now, this whole experience, when it is on RCS, that means you're able to send the exact item with an image like a photo and the price and a button that says buy right on your inbox. The text message would have a link that says click here to continue. Within RCS, you don't need to click here to continue. You continue right there where you are. You don't need to switch context from your messaging app to your browser. You can continue the whole experience within the messaging app. So that obviously brings huge advantages because there is a drop-off rate from switching context from the messaging app to the browser and da-da-da-da. So if you have it all in one place, we've seen that drive superior performance and superior return on investment on such campaigns.
Okay, so you can complete an interaction, right? Whether it's an abandoned cart as the example that you used. I am sending a message saying, hey, person, I know that this is the experience that you have not completed. Would you like to complete it now? And they can basically click yes or no within the app and not have to bounce to their browser, complete checkout. You already have all of their information. There's a more cohesive experience that allows you to transact within text messages. Are there any other examples of where you think that RCS is relevant to marketers?
Yeah, definitely. So it elevates any kind of brand experience because you can send videos, you can send carousels. So when you're promoting an offer, you can say this pair of shoes and you can send all the colors, for example. Or you can provide many different options, multimedia options, to try and convince your customer to transact and interact with your brand.
Okay, so there's a variety of different ways where customers can transact with the brand, whether this is an engagement, a retention, or even a conversion strategy. There's obviously different ways that the communication platform of RCS can be used. Talk to me about prioritization for marketers. If I'm thinking about running a messaging platform, I obviously have systems for email, you know, Apple or all the push notifications for the different devices. Do I have to think about building for RCS separately? Am I running separate RCS campaigns, or is there a way where you're just running essentially your text message campaigns, these sort of one-to-one personalized communications that are in real time? How much development do you have to do for RCS, and where should it live in your priorities?
As things stand now, RCS, for example, cannot be 100% of your priority because yet the delivery rate is not as high. So you would definitely need to give priority to more coverage, more reach. And depending on whether the device that you want to send the message to is capable of RCS, you would opt to send an RCS. But dialing a bit back to the way you phrased the question, you have several marketing channels, several options. And the way to prioritize, what we see is whatever is personalized has a higher engagement rate. Whatever is relevant to me when I receive a message, I'm more willing to open that. And the medium of messaging actually allows brands to cut through the clutter that exists, for example, on email. So I think messaging and email are very comparable because they both can be very personalized. We see a lot of the marketing automation stack, the marketing technology stack around email, how you automate email, how you have triggered email campaigns. But the problem with email is it rarely yields more than a 20% open rate. So you can imagine email, it has to be delivered first to your inbox. That's the first challenge. Then has to avoid the spam filters, your own filters. It has to go to the right priority tab, not the sponsor tab, whatever, if you're using Gmail. So there's a lot of challenges before you actually end up opening it and perhaps even clicking. So messaging cuts through all that. The open rate we see or read rate we see for text messages, just simply SMS, is close to 100%. So obviously that gives a superior performance. I think the users, the advertisers, are not yet educated about that to the degree that it merits due to the superior performance that it delivers. But that's a trend that we see growing. So we see in advertising investments of our customers diverting more and more from email towards messaging. So it's not valid for all tactics. Obviously, email is a long-form content, so it can have more content than a text message. But the kind of tactics that yield results in bottom-of-the-funnel campaigns, in our experience, when we prioritize text messaging or messaging-based campaigns, we're able to deliver superior ROI. I'm talking like 15 times, 20 times ROI compared to other campaigns over email or over Google or Facebook, like the open web, whatever else is available.
You know, as it turns out, we think about messaging as a three-channel strategy. There's your email campaigns, your text messages, and your app notifications. Maybe there's chat. There's other ways that you can reach out to your customers. But the reality is it's much more granular than that. There's new technologies that are always being developed and evolved that help you optimize the experiences within each of those different channels. And RCS, I think, is a great example of that, is you're not just now sending messages and communication and information to someone. You could build rich experiences, but it's always going to be dependent on what platform the person is using to accept that messaging. Marketing is always getting more complicated. It's always getting more advanced. I think RCS messaging is a great example of that. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Dimitris Maniatis, the CEO of Upstream. Join us again tomorrow when Dimitris and I continue our conversation talking about the advantages of cookieless mobile marketing. If you can't wait till our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Dimitris, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is dmaniatis. That's D-M-A-N-I-A-T-I-S. Or you can visit his company's website, which is upstreamsystems.com. And on upstreamsystems.com, you could look for more information about RCS messaging. They wrote a RCS white paper, which is useful if you're interested in the topic. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is martechpod, M-A-R-T-E-C-H-P-O-D, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, B-E-N-J-S-H-A-P. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.